Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, we'd love to welcome to the show, and we're going to Jay Moore.
Thank you, gentlemen, very
much. Thank you, Jay. You
guys... I've always wanted to be on the show since I first moved to L.A. and I
really?
Had a studio apartment.
That accounts for the 40 times he was invited up here.
In North Hollywood, where people used to cook crystal meth in the hallways.
Oh, Adam, you live next to Adam?
I grew up in North Hollywood. You spent a short period of your life while your star was rising in North Hollywood, but I was born and bred in that armpit of a city. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Take it easy, man.
Sorry, you just brought up some memories.
Well, write down some lyrics. Let's take it on the road.
You just missed it because between the three of us, we had a four-person conversation here all talking about... All talking about our own version of a televangelist that we thought we were describing to each other.
It three was, Yogi Berras mumbling at each other.
Yes, it's going to be a long night. Jay Moore is going to be over at the Irvine Improv, which is on this August 30th and going through September 2nd. What's August 30th? Friday? Thursday?
Thursday through Sunday, yeah.
Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday, there might be a second show, too. And Sunday, sometimes we add a lot. We usually add a show, like, on Sunday or Thursday.
Well, it just...
just because there's no party, like a Bismarck party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know Bismarck. Thursday, it says here, going to do an 8 and a 10 o'clock show. So
this is a bad idea, by the way, because this vat of coffee that I ordered, because I just...
You're
there's an In-N-Out burger across the street. And I just came from In-N-Out Burger. So
and
that and
coffee,
I'm going to rocket Yoo-Hoo across the studio.
Little gas
I'm gonna
going,
look
huh?
like a dirty fountain.
Jay, I was just...
In-N-Out tells you that you're going to have diarrhea.
Do they?
They that's what our hamburgers are all about. They sing it to you. In-N-Out. That's their slogan. Like, a guy came up with that. Like, this isn't a bit. Me and my friend were talking about this crossing the street. Like, it's not, hey, our hamburgers are great. No, man, In-N-Out.
Right.
Straight through.
Right.
You're gonna cramp a road flare. And I'm sorry. I realized halfway through that it sounds like I'm like going into bits.
No,
there is one across the street, as you guys can attest.
We haven't had any comedy on this show in about... it's been a
How
year and
on the
a
show?
Half.
How long have you been on the show?
Well, I've been on the show for about five and a half years.
About five and a half years, Jay.
So it's been about five and a half. Well, but we have had comedians on.
That's true,
on.
Occasionally, yes.
No, they're funny.
Oh.
Drew was just busting my chops. Jay is the voice of... what shows I thinking of that I really enjoy?
Oh, let's get to the calls without going through the biography.
No, where is that? I was just...
you don't have to do it for my benefit. If it's something you're genuinely curious about... Then
no, I am genuinely curious
Beyond
about
the glory.
This. Beyond the Glory, because I was watching...
You're listening to Loveline, Beyond the Glory.
I was watching the Warren Moon Beyond the Glory last night.
That was one of the duller ones.
And
actually,
I enjoyed it. And it's on my TiVo lineup. And I loved the hell out of that show. I mean, I saw the Mother's Day thing before.
After the new Lifetime sitcom.
No, I watched the hell out of that show, and I was sitting there watching it last night, and I was thinking, who does the voice for this? And
it never dawned on you?
Never dawned on me. I did not recognize your voice.
Did you want to know who did the voice because you, in particular, liked the voice? You thought it
was... No, I was thinking, that guy, how inappropriate. That guy sucks. No, I don't know why. I was watching last night, and I was watching the Warren Moon one, which I love them all, because it's sports, and it's sort of truth, and it's biography.
It's behind
and
it's the music
mixed in. Yeah, I mean,
It's VH1 Behind the Music with sports.
I've seen, Deion Sanders and...
Drew, not talking
mailman.
On the radio. That's a good career move. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, no, that's his bread and butter.
You guys are doing plenty of talking. Thank
you. Guys
you.
Flipping through Jugs magazine.
No, I just
think that's a cool gig.
I saw Polly four times my kids, and I cannot remember what the movie is about.
Oh, it's actually good. Like, sometimes guys will try to clown me, like, yeah, Polly, and I actually... feel comfortable looking at them and saying, no, actually, that's a good movie.
Yeah, the parrot
movie. It's for children.
Movie.
I mean, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
It's not, you know...
Can't remember.
It's not Casino, for crying out loud.
All right. Drew, you want to just keep reading and bring up random things?
Yeah, when you guys are done, I'd like to go to some calls. I mean,
what do you mean when we're done? We're just talking because nothing else is happening because you're sitting there reading the paper.
That's right.
He's in the control
Thank
seat
you.
Right now.
Joe?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
You're 22.
That's right.
In and out.
Actually, my first question goes to you, Adam. On the Man Show, you guys show those chicks jumping up and down on the trampolines?
That's right.
Okay, where can I get a copy of that?
I don't know. You mean you just
do
want
you
the trampolines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to, you know, tape the show and then fast forward through the show and get to the credits where the chicks jump up and down on the trampolines.
Just can't get a straight video, huh?
I don't know. I think
telling
we
there's a market for this, huh?
Yeah.
A big market. Come on.
Yeah. I think we're going to do something.
Got merchandising in that show, or did they put you over a coffee table?
It was actually a wet bar that I was. I mean, when I was anally raped by the producers of the show. As far
no,
as
I'm saying,
the,
like if they released it on video, do you have? I don't want to know.
Do
what
we
you,
get money?
I don't want to know what you make.
Oh, all right.
But I'm saying, like,
no.
I negotiate with the same types of people, and I know
right.
Sometimes they just don't give it to you.
We, I don't think we get a whole lot off.
You
the
might want to push
thing.
For the you know box set of trampoline breast jumping.
Right. Well,
right next to the Sopranos in the classy section at Tower Records.
We got some mugs and some T-shirts, but. I don't think we have that one yet. But go ahead, Joe. You have a question?
Yeah. The last two girls I've been with, I've been having sex with them. It's going good. And all of a sudden, halfway through, it just goes limp.
This is it. On a sort of a one-night stand thing? Or is
yeah,
it,
they are.
These know. Are not sustained relationships?
No, it's not.
All right. So are you doing drugs or drinking when you do this?
Oh, no, no.
Are you on any medication?
Nope, none at all.
What do you mean halfway through?
You know, you're going at it.
How long is that?
About 10-15 minutes.
And by the way, how could it be halfway through
when there's no through?
When there's no erection. Well, yeah.
How do you know what the end is?
Right. Stephen Hawking's. Look at this now.
Very interesting.
Let's break it down into quarks.
It's normally
let's dissect
like
this map of Hawaii.
So you're saying it's normally a half hour.
For
so
you.
At the 15 minute mark, the penis loses its momentum, and that's at the halfway point.
All done. Yeah.
You don't take Paxil or smoke grass before you have sex.
Nothing.
And are you?
I don't believe you smoke grass. Come on.
Never done it in my life.
No, really?
But those are the right questions because most of that.
See that, Drew? I'm
yeah,
with you,
you're
buddy.
Good, Jay. And
I take Paxil, and I know when I'm trying to, you know, give my wife a little treat. Halfway through, it's like, you know, what happened to the party?
Mental
and
note.
And I have to, you know, it's the Paxil, you know.
Mental note. I was hoping it was taking lithium, but okay.
All right, we'll
so,
get him. Anyway,
lithium? No, man.
Joe,
straight
yeah.
as an arrow.
Joe, does you're engaged in intercourse when your penis falls off like
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Wow, that's yeah, that's bad.
Are you thinking about, oh, my God, here it's going to happen again?
Well, no, I try to hold it as long as I can. I kind of stop, and I think sometimes I get overworked about it. I just lose it.
That's actually happened to me.
And
I don't want to hear about it.
No, I do. No orgasm, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes, like, if
I mean, could it be the fact that she's, like, too loose or something?
No.
Like, one's too...
Like,
come
throwing
on.
A hot dog down a hallway.
Oh. All right.
Then this isn't happening to you if that's your MO.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe's
all
an
right.
idiot. But, look...
Irvine Improv, he's my opening act, and I thought it'd be funny to start the show out with a little gag. Get him out, Norton!
I don't know if he still may have this problem.
Well...
If it's not
he's
something...
He's smoking grass.
Right, if it's not medication, it's not drugs... Then the most likely thing is anxiety. He's either anxious about being this woman, he doesn't like them, or something makes him nervous, or the concern about it happening again makes it happen again.
You know what, Drew? I'd like to be your street cred translator.
Yeah.
You know
please.
What, man? Maybe my man just ain't a closer, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Maybe my man just ain't a closer. Maybe, you know, he holds it in and it gets in his head, and, you know, because he's no closer. Some guys can hold it in and make it worth everybody's while.
True.
Some guys hold it in and look what happens to that guy.
God, that is me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's your street cred version. Yeah. Nicole?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's wrong?
Well, I can
uh-oh.
Only have an orgasm when I use a vibrator.
All right, hold on. Drew's got his wallet out. There may be some gambling going on. We haven't done this in a while. Jay, you have any money? You have a dollar?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to gamble. We haven't done this in
I like
it's been
you know
some
what
weeks.
I'm happy to be here you guys and this
wow.
makes it more fun because when
yeah.
I play PlayStation in my house it's like the floor of the stock exchange my friends and I $20 a home run $50 a game if it lands in the bullpen an extra $5 it's ridiculous
it makes it
what the hell's going on and why is my money on the table
I'll tell you why because we're going to gamble on Nicole now here's how we do this Drew says we do it as a sort of lesson to teach people about how predictable human behavior is for me it's beating up on people that are already down and making a buck at the same time any way you slice it, it's good for everybody. Now, I've won the last two times we've done this.
We haven't done it in like 4 months, I think.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah.
But here's what we're gambling on.
Stop. You were winning.
Drew heard her voice, and she's 18. And when you hear that kind of screwed up little girl voice, there's always trouble. Now, the question is what happened in her past? That's what we're gambling on. Rape, molestation, alcoholic father, maybe nothing. Maybe everything's good. That's smart money sometimes, too, because sometimes
it's kind of morbid.
They don't admit to anything. I know it is.
It's a little crass.
It is.
Hey, you know what? I got a dollar says her uncle raped her.
I'll tell you the scary part.
That's hilarious, guys.
Here's
that on Lifetime.
Here's the real sad part.
Put it on after Boo Hoo, the story of some lady.
Is when Drew...
Come on, nothing.
Drew
puts funny,
his...
Man.
Puts his I think it's funny. Oh. I'm just saying that the real scary part comes is when Drew puts a buck down on molestation, finds out she's been molested, and does a small victory dance in the studio.
Like what I think is more alarming is that it's from the person's voice.
Yeah.
It's become entertainment for you in a way like a morning jog would guess like what kind of car you drive when you honk your horn.
No, the reason we started doing this.
I know that one. Toyota Tercel. My phone screener just typed it up on my computer.
Write that one down, by the way.
Tercel, got it.
Yeah, you just get the phone screener to type in the car on the computer.
The reason we started doing it is people, we'd go, what happened to you? Were you abused? And they go, no. And we'll come, and then things wouldn't make sense. We'd go, wait a minute. You sure you weren't abused? And they go, well, but I've dealt with it. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. So we started saying, hey, look, it has so much to do with it. This whole call didn't make sense until we got to that. So now we're saying up front, don't tell us it doesn't have anything to do with it. We know so much about what it has to do with that we can predict it just by listening to your voice. We know that's what's making you call.
You better hope you're right now, Drew.
You're saying she is, Drew.
No.
Drew's saying she is.
No, we all got to gamble. That's what I'm saying. So let's just
Adam is saying that this one may not be that screwed up.
Let's get started. No, her voice
was
screwing.
What am I betting on?
Here, I'll give you some options. It'll make it very easy.
Because I'm going to bet for law of averages that she's calling the show and she sounded like she was crying.
But remember, we're betting on her past.
Yeah, I'm going to bet
she had a normal family life.
I think one out of three women have been. Everybody's been.
So what are you going with?
Of course, she's been touched by somebody.
Molested,
sexually abused.
All right. What age? What age?
That encompasses the shower curtain being removed just so you can watch from a distance.
What age?
We're not talking about.
You talking about something you were doing or what?
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of way to get in a kid's head and freak them out.
Okay, so what age?
You got an age?
Say 8.
Okay, here it is. Ready? Check this out. All right? And I'll do a little victory dance. Early bloomer.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Funky father.
Yeah.
Right.
All right? I'm going to say right around 16.
Okay.
They got a little... Early bloomer. So I'm going to say 13, 14.
All right. Good bet.
13.
Because she was like the first girl
13,
with like...
13, 14.
Good bet.
Maybe dad.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go dad not around, stepdad, bad guy but didn't do the damage... Maybe step family, brother, something like that.
All right, so you're getting sexual abuse.
Yeah, I'm going to go with stepbrother, sexual abuse.
The dark horse, stepbrother.
Yeah, that's a tall one.
That's a
I'm
battle.
Going
stepfather.
Alcoholic dad.
Yeah.
Or stepdad. I think there might be a stepdad came along. And then physical abuse.
Let me see what the cards say now.
No sexual abuse.
We need Cleo to read put her cards down now.
All right.
Nothing?
Nicole?
Yes.
All right, what do we got?
Nothing really.
Oh, no. And here's where we're all praying. Please, please be molested at some point.
No, I mean, my dad isn't around, but I was never molested or anything.
No one ever struck you, hit you?
Oh, here mm-hmm. for Drew Lobbies.
No one ever hit you?
Well, hold on a second.
Drew,
you may owe us because you reach for your wallet. Nicole?
No, way. I still...
Let me do the question.
Right.
The kids respect me. Nicole?
Yes?
Your dad left when you were how old?
Like 13.
13?
Yeah.
And so he left fairly recently.
Uh-huh.
And why did he leave?
My parents got divorced.
Okay. And you know why?
He was cheating on her.
Cheating on her?
With you?
Interesting. With you? No,
no.
Not with you.
That's too bad.
And
we all could have made a buck.
Did he drink?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Not a drinker. Any drugs? Any marijuana pills? Anything like that?
No, not that I know of.
What do you do for a living?
He's a maintenance man.
I see.
Oh, there are always child molesters.
And, mom using?
And what about mom?
She's more religious. She doesn't do anything like that.
Yeah. What was she doing before she found Jesus Christ?
I don't know. She found him pretty early.
Oh, okay.
Selling eggs.
All right. So she wasn't shooting heroin or anything before she found Jesus?
No.
All right. And so your mom didn't remarry?
Mm-mm.
So she's still single?
Yes.
And when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 15.
All right.
A month before I turned 16.
How old was the guy?
15.
All right.
14.
I don't like this gambling bet. I still don't know why she called.
We don't get anything. This is Snake Eyes here, Drew. What?
Unacceptable.
No, I accept that. I didn't hear it in her voice.
The addiction thing is there. I just know it.
Why don't we ask her why she called?
Go with the addiction. Jay, I know that makes sense.
You
it really does.
So you
is that too expeditious?
No, here's the problem. Drew reached for his wallet prematurely, then got on this long meandering thing about why we know, and now he's rolled snake eyes, and now he's trying to save some face. So we got to give him 30 seconds to try to save a little
face.
So
you're calling about the fact that you masturbate a lot, right?
Yeah.
How many times a day?
Well, I used to do it a lot.
How many times a day?
Like 4 or 5.
And how old were you when you started doing that?
I was pretty young, probably like 13.
Yeah.
And what's happening
now? 2-13s, gentlemen.
That's right.
I got that in there.
So
put your left foot in, at least. I got a toe in the water.
What's happening right now?
Well, I masturbate a lot, and I do it pretty much every chance I get. And every guy that I've been with, I've never been able to get an orgasm. I mean, I can only do it with a vibrator. I can't even do it with my fingers.
All right. And do you do drugs or alcohol yourself?
I just realized she told us why she called, but we spent so long talking about it, I forgot about it.
Right.
Remember when I was like lobbying to hear why she called?
Yeah,
she already told us. Yeah, okay. I apologize, gentlemen.
But were you, are you doing drugs or alcohol yourself?
Sometimes.
What drugs are you doing?
I smoke weed sometimes.
How many times a week?
Probably like once or twice.
Once or twice a week. Would you do it every day if you could?
I used to do it every day, but I stopped a lot.
Okay. Did your dad never do that drugs or alcohol?
No, not that I know of.
Why do I distinctly have that sort of feel? Is there some alcoholism in your family somewhere?
My uncle was a really bad alcoholic.
And who is his brother?
My dad.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
that doesn't mean it.
Is this 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
No,
I know.
She's got the gene. Is what I'm getting.
No, she might.
She's got the gene.
Look, three
What's
quarters
that got
of people
to do with cranking one out with a vibrator?
That's true. She's compulsive with it a little bit.
All right, I'll give Drew that.
Everything she really likes having orgasms?
And she can't perform with a guy because she's so compulsive about her masturbating.
Okay. All right, hey, Nicole?
Yeah?
Can you have, I'm sorry, and can you have an orgasm while you masturbate while a guy is having intercourse with you?
Huh?
Could you use your vibrator on yourself and bring yourself to orgasm while you were having intercourse with a guy?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So then you're having orgasms while you're having intercourse.
Yeah, but it's not from the guy. It's from the vibrator.
Well, look, when I'm with a
little
chick,
separation issue right there, right, Drew? Right?
No. Just, she doesn't realize that most guys can't make women have orgasms, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
Most women can't have orgasms during intercourse.
All right, what's the answer?
The answer
Drew,
is...
I should sue you for going for your wallet.
No. Here's the deal. She is an addict in evolution. That gene is beginning to express itself. She's using arousal as a way of managing affect, managing feelings.
I think that's a ridiculous leap of logic and faith.
It's not logic and faith. It's just that's what people do. And
the fact that she enjoys masturbating 4 times a day, you're going to tie that to her uncle's alcoholism somehow.
Oh, no, I deal with addicts so much I can just tell when somebody's got that gene. I just know it. And it's the fact that she smokes pot every day is what I'm putting that she has the gene on.
I think she smokes pot every day, too.
Yeah. She's a marijuana addict. And you have to have the alcoholism gene to be a marijuana addict.
All right, here's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about giving Jay his dollar back, me taking my dollar back, and us tearing your dollar in half.
Fair enough.
How about all three of us
give our dollar to Brett?
There you go.
But no, wait a minute. I think we need to leave it out here to remind us to gamble because we cannot go out on this kind of gambling night.
We must find another
stooge.
Sorry, Brett, you're out.
All right, Brett, you can get the money if...
Not if I win. If anybody else wins, it's all yours. All
right. Laura?
Yeah.
You're 29?
All right, I got a dollar right now that says it was her uncle on a rowboat in the middle of Lake Apacong, New Jersey.
With a candlestick.
In the den.
In the library.
Laura?
Yeah.
You're 29. What's up?
I have a question for the doctor.
Real quick.
I've been diagnosed with depression and general anxiety, mm-hmm. and I've been on medications for quite a while. I'm currently taking Effexor.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on, Drew.
It's a quick one.
I don't want to get into the Effexor and the depression after that long rambling nonsense we just got into. Give me something fun here, for Christ's sake. Alicia?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
When you golf, Adam, you take a lot of mulligans, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm like all into it, like, okay, yeah, yeah.
No.
You know what, honey? You got to hold on because you're not as interesting potentially as someone else.
Alicia, what's up?
That's right. Go ahead, Alicia.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I have this like weird smell coming from my vagina.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Smells like skunk vomit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Are you sexually active?
No, I thought I like had a, like an infection or something.
Right,
sizzling and hot garbage.
That would be the most common reason for that. So you got to see a doctor and get treated for that.
You having sex?
No.
Anything going in there?
Only my finger.
Yeah, maybe some introduce some.
Maybe
bacteria.
You should wash your hands.
Yeah, you can get bacteria in there, but you it usually is infection. That
do you guys do you guys usually have comics on the show ever?
Oh, ever? What's happened?
So I feel like I'm just breaking my head against a brick wall.
Oh, no, no,
up
no.
Some real funny stuff here. So I'm pretty much playing to people in their cars right now.
Don't expect us to respond.
I mean, skunk vomit, just out of nowhere.
No, that's good. Yeah, you know, I was
well, tell your face. I'm
that.
Freaking drowning over here.
You should see.
No. I got to, like, materialize people in their cars in Oklahoma going, thank God Jay Moore's in air, because I'm in the middle of nowhere, and he's saying funny things, and I'm high, and it's even funnier that they're not laughing at him.
Jay. Oh, did you say you were high or the guy in Oklahoma?
No, the guy like that's in his car is laughing because no one's laughing at my jokes.
Is this another comedian? I'm lost. No. Look, skunk vomit, hilarious. I'm write that down. Skunk vomit. Write that
what
down.
What about girl. The chick that's depressed?
We're going to get to that.
Look, fill the tub with Listerine, laying it with your legs open. It's not going to smell anymore. I don't know if it's going to cure the problem, but it'll cure the symptom.
Right, Listerine tub down.
I'm going to say, like, right there, that's an A+, man. Now I'm just plugging. Irvine Improv, all weekend long. If you think this is funnier than the way they've been responding, come down and show me face to face.
Hold on, I got one. Hang one of those little scented Christmas trees from your clitoris. Write that one down.
That's a good one. Hang that's that from the, when you flick the bean. You can,
that's
you
right.
can dangle the pine scent.
Hey, Alicia?
Yeah?
Jay's funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Not when he's talking about my smelly vagina, he's not.
You do need to see someone. It needs to be treated. You could try some. Man, you really need to get seen to this.
Do you see a gynecologist?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever asked him?
No.
Don't you think he notices?
I don't know.
What do you mean? If you smell it, he's down. He's the one looking at it.
Hey, do gynecologists wear those masks?
No.
Why does a dental hygienist wear a mask, but a gynecologist
doesn't?
So you don't
support AIDS in them.
The splashing of the splashing.
I'm just saying, if there's a gig to wear a mask, it...
Gigs don't splash.
No, I'm saying if there's a gig, meaning a job where should wear a mask.
True.
He's been doing the show so long.
He's doing the show with Fred Mertz.
He thinks everything is a euphemism for vagina. It's great.
Oh, gigs don't. Actually, gigs do splash. I've had them splash.
Not in the doctor's office.
What I'm saying is
squirting.
Guys wear masks, a lot of masks, right? I mean, a lot of technicians and things wear these things. Why not a gynecologist? Wouldn't you want to wear one as a gynecologist?
That would seem impersonal.
Yeah, I think would arouse suspicion.
You're not taking a drill with stuff flying out of it. You're things.
Yeah, but they'll squirt you like a sea anemone once in a while, right?
No.
We've talked to those women on this show.
Really?
All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna regroup here. Anderson. Do you got some canned laughs for Jay Moore?
No, that's the kiss of death. That means you hate me.
No, I think Jay's funny.
That's the kiss of death.
Let me try some of Jay's material.
You do it.
Skunk vomit. All right, now be ready with that, would you, Anderson? And pay attention.
It sounds like Sinatra live at the Sands. What club was that taken from?
You understand the man is spinning gold over here, and I want you to focus on the laugh track.
Why don't you change seats, too, so you can appreciate the groupers in the other room, too?
What's that?
Maybe you change position with Jay-Z.
I turn around. There's four people on the floor laughing. And then I go, okay, it's not me. These guys are on, what are you, on Klonopin? What, they take too many?
They see your chair turning and they yell, hit the deck.
So I don't splash, so my gig doesn't splash them.
Listen, these stooges.
I called it back so you could go to commercial and still nothing. You're just, you're not a giver.
No, that's true.
Now, come on, that was a
no, no, it's just, you know, in every team, Adam, it's got to be a cyclical relationship. And I'm going 180, and I'm overextending at times.
You're right.
You know, and if a relationship's got to work, it's got to be a circle. You know, that's why a wedding ring is a circle instead of like a rectangle.
You're right. We got to do the circle.
You're not,
thing.
You know, ebb and flow like the ocean. I think you're just ebbing, man.
I beg your pardon.
Ebb and Flow was a popular group from the
that was a good Pearl Jam
circle thing. Ebb and Flow.
All right, we're going to take that was Cher singing Ebb and Flow. We're going to take a little break. Jay Moore's here, and we'll be back.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Jay Moore's our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jay can be found at
that's
the Irvine
Improv. That's where you should play the laugh right there when you say that I'm the guest.
Jay Moore, guest tonight.
that's funny.
Funny stuff. Guest. Funny stuff. Let me just, if you missed the first segment, you missed skunk vomit, you missed Listerine tub. I mean, they take some explanation, but keep in mind, that was some funny
stuff. It's simple. If you have a funky dance floor down there, ladies, you can always fill the tub with Listerine and lay in it with your legs open.
Irvine Improv.
That's right.
August 30th, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend.
This is going south, man.
Here the skunk vomit more.
Can I play one of my acoustic
more.
Songs?
Oh.
Maybe I should just play acoustic here.
Well, Anderson.
Penny?
No. The Taboo 2.
No, we're not going to hear Taboo 2 tonight.
That's it.
Yes, he does.
All right.
He knows how to please in every detail.
Come on, man. Let's do it. I'll try anything.
This is a theme
I hit to
song
all fields,
to one of
Adam.
My favorite.
I hit to all fields.
Favorite porn movies. Taboo. Taboo 2.
Why, guys cranking their mothers? That turns you on?
I and sister. But it's about so much more. Well, not really. It's just mother and a sister.
I think you got deep problems.
Yeah.
I think Drew would agree with me.
Let me tell you something that's a nice treat to do. I lost Taboo 2 for about 3 months and then found it yesterday. And it was like getting it on with an old girlfriend. I never felt better about myself. And I would suggest this to
but
guys.
But you're masturbating to a guy
porn.
Having sex with his sister.
And mom. You keep leaving mom out. Sister and mom.
This is the guy that thinks anal sex is an act of violence and doesn't believe in it should be in the bedroom, ever.
That's right.
And yet you're cranking it out to a guy, balls deep in his sister and mom.
I'm quite a paradox, I know.
Speaking of balls deep, Angela on line one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Jay Moore. Everybody.
Angela.
Angela's
it's
15.
Angela. It's me, Tony Danza.
Angela, what's up?
Hi.
Who's the boss?
Oh, I know it.
Samantha. That's right, you SMBs.
Hey, Angela, you have a question.
Yeah. You know, you guys really need Jimmy on the show.
On this show.
Whatever.
Are you trying to put me to an early grave or what?
He must be funnier than me.
Bad Jimmy.
All right, go ahead there, Angela.
I was
on my street, I could ask him. I'm
teabagging is.
Jay?
Who is this?
She wants to know what teabagging is.
Angela 15. Angela 15.
Term teabag.
Is it a real term or?
Yeah, it's when you dip your scrotum into the girl's mouth a la a teabag. Hence teabag.
Yeah,
comprende?
Yeah.
You good with that, Angela?
That's a little like that's something to me is demeaning. Like if you're dipping.
You're married, right?
Yeah.
How long?
Happily, 2.5 years.
Hmm.
You want to know what the Dirty Sanchez is, Angela?
Oh, God.
No. All right, that's enough, Angela. Don't
Rusty
do
Trombone?
Where in Wyoming are you calling from?
I don't know what that one is.
Rusty Trombone?
Wait. Hey, where in Wyoming are you?
Cheyenne.
Child molesting, Bill? Is that what you were fishing for?
What is the Rusty Trombone?
Wyoming, she must be child molested.
What's the Rusty Trombone, Jay?
That's a guy getting manually manipulated while the woman's behind him with her, tongue in his rear end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rusty trombone. That's good.
Drew doesn't want to hear it.
I like that. What name is that? Elaine?
Wait a minute. Yeah. We just move on after that? Just like, oh,
that's what you want to know what that was.
Drew, was I supposed to not answer? He asked me what it was.
Hello?
Angela wanted to know what the tea bag was. Our guest answered the question.
Oh.
Now my mic doesn't work.
I was
all right, Drew,
gleeful
listen,
for
quiet
a second.
Down.
Your mic shut off.
Please quiet down. Helene?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I got accepted to the University of Newcastle, which is in Australia. And I've been going out with my boyfriend for like 2 years. And mm-hmm. I'm moving away. And I was kind of happy that I was going to be doing something completely different. And, like, kind of have a long-distance relationship just so I could try out doing other things with other people.
long-distance relationship that right. you really will just terminate very quickly.
Well, I didn't want to terminate it because I do love him. And, right. I mean, he's, you know, right. but
now,
I just wanted to...
No, let's be honest here. Let's be honest. You don't really love him. You're not... You love him, but you're not in love with him. You're
no,
not...
no. I really love him.
No. Right, why are you thinking about experimenting with other guys
no,
if you're really
I
in love with him?
I didn't want to experiment with other guys. I wanted to be, like, just free for a second. Not with other guys, just independent for a little bit.
Hmm. And so how long are you going to Australia for?
Well, 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Or more.
From 19 to 21 and beyond.
Well, and the thing is that, well, his best friend, which is a really good friend of mine, told me that he's going to be proposing to me on my birthday.
Oh, boy.
September 3rd. And I don't really know what to say to him because, I mean... I'm just not ready for that.
You better have a talk with him before he gets to that point.
Does he know you're going?
Yeah,
He's going to want to go with you, huh?
Well, I don't know. He just sprung it as a surprise to me. He's like, oh, I'm going to come with you.
And oh,
like,
boy.
How old is this guy?
He's 23.
Yeah. You have a drifter, kill him. This guy's a baggage.
Elaine, realize that if you really were in love with someone, you would not be planning to leave them.
No, I...
No, stop. Really. You'd be delighted.
How does this go, by the way? How come the chicks always do this, where they go, no, he's so special. He means so much. I'm effing his brother. But no, you don't understand. It was to be closer to him. He's so... Guys never do that. Look, if you're planning on leaving the continent, you're not that into the guy.
Yeah, you're
There's no
your
19-year-old girl who's crazy in love with a guy, except for she's scared assless that he's going to propose, and she's planning on leaving the continent.
Yeah, she likes him a lot, and it's just but it's not... Her actions speak much more loudly. Yes?
Jay? Elaine?
Jay? I would agree, yes.
Yeah. Jay suddenly had the wind taken out of his sails.
We took it out.
You're right?
Don't worry.
No,
we broke him down.
I've sort of realized there's a much different pacing to the show than
Listen,
I anticipated.
Jay.
So I'm acclimated.
Many a guest has come into this studio and tried to be entertaining. It never works.
I
don't see us trying to be entertaining.
If we were all just driving in the car having the same conversation, I'm a type A personality.
That's
I'd
good.
Be talking just as much. And
right.
I'm a comedian, so I think funny things come out of my mouth.
Right.
So I don't want you guys to think I was like doing bits. I thought I would interject and like just have...
No, you're right. No, this is
you've
the
taken
pace.
Me out of my game.
This is the pace of the show. Let me. You love baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the way baseball works. You take a few pitches and you swing at a few pitches. And if one is high or outside or in the dirt, you stand back. And if he throws two in the dirt, you stand back. And then he puts one right down the pipeline.
Then the excitement
and you take
up,
a cut at it. This is the same thing. Yeah, someone calls they're being molested or raped or something. You sit back for a little. You take a few. Let Drew
sit back. You guys bet that she had been raped by her brother.
Yeah. No, you're right. Helene?
Yeah?
This place is haunted.
You're not into this. You're not into this guy.
I am too.
No, you're into him a little bit. Just
shut up.
Not as much as he's into you.
You're
going to
leave the country for 2 years. Why do you even have this conversation? Why would you even call a show... When you know,
and you're scared to death he's going to come with you. What kind of love is that?
But
Ew. But what? You're full of mess.
Elaine, it's fine that you feel that way.
Tired of chicks with that stupid drama. You're never happy unless you have drama.
No, but it's fine that you feel this way, but you've got to be honest with yourself.
I'm 19, and he's like my first boyfriend.
Right. And it's done. And it's over. It's time to get on.
And even if it's not over, you don't want to tie the knot and wrap it up and be a housefrau after not going around and banging other guys and experimenting. Admit it.
That's right.
And just be honest. I mean, just enough with the drama. Just tell the guy.
Sex with anyone. That's not even.
Not yet.
You're in Australia for 2 years. You're not going to go out into the outback and have like some naked picnic with, you know, something's going to happen. It's 2 years.
You'd
fall on a penis in 2 years by accident.
Look, here's the difference between men and women. When guys leave, they're up front and say, I'm looking for new and bizarre poontang to have fun with in another country. Women say nothing, but it probably happens on average faster for them than it does for the guys who announce they're going to a new land to conquer the vagina. They end up spending 8 months before they get the first piece of tail, and the chicks nail some guy in the airport. So, just don't marry the guy. Fine. Tell him you're going to... If you want to do a compromise, don't get engaged. Go to Australia. He can't come with you, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Right.
I guarantee we'll be broken up.
Because I'm 19 and I want to see a little bit of the world and interpret that any way you wish, but I still love you and I'm leaving.
And you should feel fine about that. It's good. Right. You're 19. It's healthy.
Just, it's just drama.
Right. All right. We're all very upset. We're going to take ourselves a break. I'm going to eat some fiddle fowl, and we'll be back with Jay Moore after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Jay Moore is our guest tonight. Jay, you can find at the Irvine Improv this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Nice long weekend for Jay Moore at the Irvine Improv. You can get those tickets and make your reservations by calling 949-854-5455. He's doing two shows a night on most of those nights, so go out and see Jay Moore at the Irvine Improv. Let's power through some calls here. Chris?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yep, I am.
What's up?
Well, I got a little problem.
All right.
I hooked up with this girl, and then while we were going out, I tried to talk her into having a threesome with her twin sister because I found out they were twins, and that's just, you know, me.
Right.
I actually wanted it.
Right.
And then after we broke up, I sort of ended up with her twin sister.
Right.
And she told that to her sister, if you get what I'm talking about here. So now they both know that I've been with both of them.
Right.
But I want the first girl that I've been with, and I don't know how to get her back.
What do you care? You got the twin.
Because the twin's not as hot. She's vegan and, like, she's all skinny and scrawny.
But you don't care for either one. To you, it's just like a trophy in the case that you get the twin.
Well, I've already had the twins. I mean, the trophy's already in the case.
Whatever.
I don't believe this.
No, I don't believe this.
No. Well, even if it's true, he just sounds like
I just don't know how anybody would get turned on by a girl sleeping with her sister.
But here's the point, Chris. You're kind of a jackass, and you'd like us to help you, and we don't want to help you. See, we're not motivated. That's the problem. So whatever happens, happens. Good luck.
It's bogus. Because this is how you tell a bogus call. Why are they calling? If you can't answer that question even.
Right.
Why the hell is he calling?
That was an announcement to say I nailed two twins.
Yeah.
Beth or one twins? You're 25. What's up?
I'm 26.
26, sorry.
I was trying to help. I beg your pardon.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I live with my cousin, and we've been roommates with another one of my friends for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we all share the same computer at home, at least.
Uh-huh. Play the taboo music. I feel this one coming.
No, no. You found some like kiddie porn on the internet?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a guy? And it's a guy or girl?
My cousin is a guy, and he's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
the question is, should you report this, really?
Well, no, not kiddie. I mean, like, I was wanting to put in a site, I don't know, it was like a, I forget even the name of the site. It started with a B, and a phone call came in. So I, like, let it go. And you know how it goes into the memory and pulls up the latest B site?
Sure.
So it came up as, like, barely legal or something.
Yeah.
And then I called him up and I was like, dude, what's up with this?
Oh, good for you.
What a nightmare. Good. No, wait a minute.
Barely Legal is a normal magazine.
Right.
They're all, I mean, you have to be over 18 to be in that magazine. That's just like reading Penthouse.
Right.
But, okay, so then he's like, well, I like that stuff. And I was like, what do you mean you like that stuff? And I said, I could understand if you're into, like, breasts and other things. And he said, no, it's just my thing.
But now, hold on, Beth. Like, Barely Legal has, like, 19, 20-year-old chicks who look like they're 17 and 18. And Penthouse has 19, 20-year-old chicks who looks like they're 35, 40. You understand? But it's the same age. Everything's above board here.
But he also admitted that, like, he's into, like, hairless and, like, teen stuff.
How did that conversation go?
What kind of conversation are you having with your cousin? I see my cousin once a year. I can't remember his kid's name, you know?
Can't remember his name.
I live with him because I got in this case because I'm like, dude, you're an attractive guy. You've got everything going for you. For the past 3 years that I've lived with you, I've yet to see you have a girlfriend or even hook up.
All right. So he's a screwed up guy. But here's the question. Why are you living with him? That's my question.
Well, it was just like the location.
Economics, my friend.
Everything else, it worked out so that it was like...
Yeah, well, the YMCA is even cheaper.
I don't know why this bothers you, because if it is, in fact, Barely Legal, that's the same as going to just buying a magazine.
He copped the fact that he's into prepubescent girls.
No, that's she never said that. She said clean shaven.
Mm-hmm. And young teens.
Right.
That could be 19 and 18, which is legal. She didn't say young.
Well, and I saw it as like
she said the teen thing,
and he's saying no, this is normal, and most guys are into normal.
Why did Britney Spears wear Catholic school uniforms? Because we all want to get a 15-year-old girl in bed. That's why it's against the law at 18, because we'd all be maniacs.
And I'm concerned because I have friends that are younger.
Who said that?
I'm with him. Go ahead.
And I have friends that are younger who have sisters and girlfriends that are in high school.
Right. And he doesn't touch them, right?
Well, they come over.
But
what question are you answering?
Well, I
just asked you if he touched them, and you said they come over.
I mean, look, Beth, let me just encapsulate this whole thing. You are disappointed in your loser cousin, right? And I'm sorry that you have a loser cousin. We all have a loser cousin. I have a cousin who lives in Simi Valley. Do you understand how ashamed we are of that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Here's the point. I don't live with the guy. You should not live with this guy. I know you're disappointed. He's a good-looking guy. He should be better. He should be making more of his life. He should have done better in college. He should have. Fine. Don't live with him.
Okay.
You got to move out. I don't think he's a dangerous guy. He's a little bit screwed up. He's a little introverted.
None of us get the sense that he's a guy you should be scared of.
I'm not afraid of him.
I have bought and masturbated to Barely Legal.
Well, okay.
How dare you?
Hold on.
I'm saying, like, does that mean, like, my wife?
Not in that order, by the way. He actually jacked off in the 7-Eleven and then purchased it out of guilt. That's what he told me off
the air. I mean, like, so... But I personally am not into, like, clean shaven.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, everybody has their preferences, but I'm saying, okay.
Hey, Beth, you want to live with Jay Moore?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're telling
Nintendo
the girl to, like, pick up
rotisserie buddies.
Things could be worse.
You're saying, pick up the tent and, you know, move the circus across town when essentially what she's done is found, like, a Playboy next to the guy's bed.
No, but, I mean, okay, Dr. Drew, wouldn't you recommend that this is something that he should discuss with a psychologist?
Well, if he really cannot find a relationship with a peer, if he had some sort of trauma at that age that sort of arrested him.
I don't know.
If he has other, you know, it sounds like he has other problems sort of functioning in life. Yeah, he should. But this is just one little symptom here you picked up on. And I think Adam is right. He's got stuff, and maybe it's not somebody you want in your life right now. And if he's not going to do something to change it, that's his issue. That's him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And Beth, you make more money and just move out on your own. That's all. You can love him. You can care about him.
Where does he live
with him. He works at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, he's Jasper Jowls?
Yeah, he's dressed up the big rat outfit and wrestles with the kids in that big
Jasper
pen of
Jowls is the hound dog in the band.
Oh, really?
Jasper Jowls.
Well, you know a lot about Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. You think you're dealing with kids here, man?
You know, like, the bit players from Chuck E. Cheese.
No, he was right up front.
Chucky.
There's only, like, five of them, and if you had pizza in the showroom, every once in a while, they'd all, like, the puppets would come alive and sing a song.
Can you name all of the Country Bear Jamboree guys?
Brothers, Oh, the Country Bear? I was thinking of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, which is even more obscure. No, I don't know any of them.
Who are the other members of the band in Chuck E. Cheese? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Just Jasper Jones?
No, there's like four of them. One's like a big pig woman. The other one's like...
Which one of them plays the cider jug?
No. That's
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
That's back to the Country Bear Jamboree.
Did the acid just kick in the studio?
Yes.
This is the bizarre conversation.
We all came on at the same time.
Giles was a showman. Dude.
They wanted to hear some Christopher Walken, one of the callers.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Let's hear a little Christopher Walken.
I used to work at a place called Chuck E. Cheese. And I'll tell you, Jasper Giles, that's not his real name. It's Chris. But... the kitchen, it's only big enough for one of us. So I said, you got to change that name to Jasper Jowls because you're a hound dog. And who's the big pig woman with the jug? Look, half pepperoni, half mushroom, and put this watch in your ass. Your father knew that was the only place the gooks would never check. Dysentery, diarrhea, nothing could deter your father to rip this watch from his ass and give this watch to you. I'm done.
Jay Moore, everybody.
That's Jay, like the sound of a guy that, like,
no, that's
drunk bad. And tripped on stage, and the crowd's, like, laughing at him. That's a very odd laugh.
Anderson, come up with some more appropriate laughs.
No, I like it, because it's definitely not like a guy told a joke, and the place was like, wow, that's really funny laugh.
No, it was...
Listen to it. It's a weird, like, we're laughing at you because you're so drunk and you tripped on stage laugh. Listen.
Well, but there was some applause.
Yeah, but it's like, he messed up his sentence.
All right, Jay, I know you thought you were leaving after the first hour, but you have to stay one more break now, right?
You have to say goodbye.
We got to go to break. So you just stay. We'll plug the hell out of that Irvine gig, all right?
Okay.
Stay for one more break.
15 minutes.
All right. We'll be back. Okay. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Jay Moore is our guest tonight. You can find Jay down at the Irvine Improv this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The Irvine Spectrum
Improv, which is not the Irvine Improv.
Yeah.
Or it is.
It's a big to-do down there. It's like an entire outdoor mall with, like, it looks like the Hollywood Bowl.
That is...
Am I bleeding? Drew, you're a doctor.
What
happened to you?
I shaved with my wife's razor out of necessity in a hotel room on the road.
One of those, like, pink daisy ones?
Yeah. And, like, I guess you just shaved your legs or something with it. Yeah. Or I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like... My wife has gross legs.
No, my wife will occasionally get my razor and then I'll tear my face off. Yeah. Something about shaving legs screws up.
And
razors.
I've never had acne like this ever in my life. Like, I'll always get, like, a couple, and I always get them in the same place, but my chin just exploded. It's because my wife has so many pimples on her legs.
It's always weird when you get that zit in a place you never get that zit.
You ever get one in your ear?
Yeah,
and
like
it kills.
You go like, what's this doing? The great thing about the one in the ears when it pops, it sounds like you blasted the thing off in a cave. I mean, you can hear it.
I know the most painful zit in the world. It's the one right on the outside of your lip.
Yeah, because...
And it's always a white head that just won't go, and you pinch it, and you're wincing in pain. It hurts so bad, but it kind of feels good at the same time.
Adam had one.
Yeah. Oh, that was a carbuncle.
Oh, sorry.
That was near the anus. That was something we won't get into, but very painful.
Next to the whale eye, huh?
Very painful.
Whale eye. Oh, now Drew's laughing. Who woke you up, you freaking mummy? An hour and a half, I've been sitting here cracking jokes, and you've been staring at me like my dog when I run out of cheese. Now I say whale eye, and he's pounding the table.
Drew, right down whale eye.
You should have just told me, Jay, I don't really do much until my second cup of coffee. And I would have just laid back in the cut, and then I just would have went bananas in the last segment.
He likes the ass humor.
Does he? He likes the starfish, the leather Cheerio, the balloon knot. You're down with that?
Balloon knot. Write that down.
Balloon knot.
These are old. Yeah. These are classics, gentlemen. I didn't make these up.
No, I'm giving you full credit for it. Balloon knot.
These are old. These are hacky old
next
ones.
To, balloon nut.
I'm on the airwaves for the record saying I did not write any of these.
All right. Well, still, you're still.
These are all written by Kurt
Cobain.
Takes
a certain amount of genius to repeat genius. Always remember that. Drew, write that down. I just thought of that.
Genius to repeat.
Right. That's Adam. That's not Jay. Jay Moore, going to be at the Irvine Spectrum Improv.
That's Adam?
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
What's the score? It's like 6-1, right?
Yeah, he's killing me.
You're killing
me. Drew, what do you have? Zero.
Desiree?
Thankfully.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
My daughter She refuses to sleep in her bedroom. She likes to come and sleep in my room. And
there we go.
Fantastic.
How old is she?
She's five.
Every five-year-old like wants to do that.
Really?
Yeah. And your job as parent, as uncomfortable as that might be, is to give her the support she needs to individuate properly.
Right.
And begin developing the ability to sleep by herself in her own room.
Right. So, I mean,
if you indulge this, you are not doing your parenting job.
No, I'm not. Well, when she was sick, I let her because I was worried about her.
That's fine.
Well, how do you not indulge it when the kid bangs on the door at 4 in the morning and says they had a bad dream?
You go back in the room with them and you lie down for a little while and you just read a book or whatever.
But that makes sense. If the child was sick and found comfort in its mother's arms in the room, then
of course you do that. But now the parent...
No, I'm agreeing with you also, though. But I wanted to ask you, Drew, also on a side note, because I was with like 8 kids this weekend on vacation, and there's a lot of nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
And when a kid's in the middle of the room crying just because they want attention... You always hear you always hate the parent that, like, just picks him up immediately, and you always say to yourself, just leave him there, let him cry.
Right.
Do you agree? I always thought that's how I would handle it.
But it gets you as a parent. I mean, it makes you, like, it's hard to do that.
Is that the right way to handle it?
Well, you want to be tuned in. You want to try to attune to what's going on. If the child is just trying to press boundaries... No, you hold firm. You just that's it. No, let me tell you something. What you don't do is abandon them and leave them on the floor crying. You stay present and let them go through whatever conniption fits they have to go through, and you just be with them while they do that.
That's a big point right there,
Desiree. Go ahead.
I put her in a room, and she has a nightlight and everything. I mean, she has everything a little girl could want in her bedroom, but still, I mean, carry her to her room in the middle of the night, she like no. About maybe an hour and a half later, she's back in my room. Mommy, I want to sleep with you. And
you have to keep doing that tough work.
Okay. Have you ever asked her why? I mean, at 5 years old, I don't know the kind of conversation you're going to get, but did you ever ask her just as if...
What are you afraid of?
Yeah, why is this happening?
No, well, she feels more comfortable with me. I mean, I kind of did that when I was... But I remember when I was her age sleeping in my own bed. But she does this when she visits her dad as well.
Right. What about, I know this sounds
lonely
crazy.
Lonely kid.
You know those doggy beds they put at the foot of your bed? What about a little kitty bed like that? Something with some cedar in it or something? I don't know. So kids get fleas.
Cedar.
But the point is... Hickory. Just like a big pillow or something that can lie down on so they're not in bed with you so you can masturbate and roll around and do whatever you got to do. I bet the kid would get tired of it and want to go back to his own room.
Like with every parenting job, it's much easier to capitulate. Just go ahead, come on, get bed with me. Of course, getting up 4 times a night, and you're going to have to do this for weeks, and getting them back in there and going through the work and being with them and helping them deal with it, that's tough work. It's much easier to go, and more gratifying even, just say, oh, come in bed. It feels good to you. That's not your job. Your job is not to do things that feel good to you.
True.
What if she was more passive-aggressive than that and dug, like, a tiger pit on her side of the door on the floor and the kid would fall
That'll
in?
Learn.
That's right.
Be mauled by tigers.
True.
Or, you know, but she could also rescue the child and say, I don't know what happened, but there's a tiger pit in here now.
Is this crazy, but the kid misses
Cedar
you.
Cedar bed, big legs,
right?
Tiger bed.
I mean...
Nothing.
No, that was funny. That was funny.
Whale eye, dude.
He was writing it down.
Whale eye.
Right down to Burmese tiger trap.
No, don't add Burmese, because then Barely Legal is going to come up when we turn the computer back on because of the B.
What about this? The kid is in its room, and when you shut the door, you're sort of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they think you're gone.
Yes.
What about, I know this sounds crazy and narcissistic, I'm going to put in my kid's bedroom
a
big picture of me.
Yeah, like a scare.
In like a suit of armor on a horse. It's, you know, rearing back on its hind legs, and I'm holding a sword over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Something that looks sort of proud, honorable, and a little menacing and sort of protective. Put that right over the bed. And what about a picture of you in the kid's room? What about like a big headshot? Might that work?
Well, those kinds of things help kids. Whatever helps the kid—a blanket, a stuffed
animal. I know it sounds crazy, but nobody has pictures of themselves in the kid's room. What about a picture of mommy and daddy, like a big picture on the wall?
That's okay.
Kid wakes up scared. He sees mommy and daddy, and he goes back to bed.
It's possible.
Just show your kid a reel of the man show.
How about drugging the kid? No,
I'm sure it's been tried.
Yeah, show the kid the reel. Shannon. Yeah, here's where I did those phone commercials, Junior. See that? Yeah, that paid for the crib. Quit crying. Shannon? You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Well, I have a very irregular period.
Okay.
Like, I'll have it... Well, I had it last month, and I'm having it this much, which is really, really weird for me, because I usually have it, like, every 4 months, which I don't think that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I was wondering if that... Because my roommate told me that she heard that it might be cancerous.
No, please.
She's a keeper, this one.
Have you always had irregular periods?
It's your roommate, Albert Brooks.
Huh?
That means cancer. 4 months is cancer.
Well, she read it somewhere in, like, a magazine or something.
Look, there are hundreds of different causes for irregular periods.
You on the pill?
No.
Are you taking any medications?
No.
Okay. But you've always had irregular periods.
Do you live near the ocean?
Yes.
Is it the tides?
Let me get this clear. You have always had irregular periods since you started having them?
Yeah, I was wondering if it's genetic or it has to do with my weight. But
people who are overweight typically have abnormal periods. People underweight will have abnormal periods.
Well, I don't know if I'm 120 and I'm 5'8".
So you're kind of underweight. Do you exercise a lot?
Not recently. I used to do ballet.
Okay. Well,
ooh. Mm. Eating disorder?
Nope. I love eating.
All right. Then the vomit?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
All right.
But, Shannon, it could be ovarian cysts, could be polycystic ovarian syndrome, it could be endometriosis. There's a lot of things. It could be just something called hypothalamic pituitary axis dysfunction, which it just means your cycling is just not normal. Yeah. It needs evaluation. It's very common. It's not a big deal, but it should be checked into.
Isn't that why a lot of women go on the pill, actually, to regulate the period?
Absolutely.
Well, my mom did that when she was my age, because I guess it happened to her, too, and it made her really sick.
All right. Well, you'll figure this out. You go to the Student Health Center, all right?
Okay.
All right, good times with that period, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bring it down to the improv in Irvine.
She's in Washington, D.C.
Well, fly on out.
No, it's all right. Yeah, fly on out with your regular self. It's a regular period night.
Nikki? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, if you can produce a soiled tampon, we'll give you a half off your first drink order.
Oh.
Nikki?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
All right, hi.
Hi.
Okay, listen. Okay, I got a question for you. All right, what's up with the whole thing, you know, about the whole sex before marriage thing going on, you know?
Well, it's a new trend that started about 5,000 years ago with people humping people they weren't married to. Is that what you're interested in knowing?
Well, the thing is, it's just like, I'm kind of, before I was a Christian, I used to be like, you know, one of those,
right.
What I would call hormonal queens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're interpreting the Bible literally?
Yes, because...
Yeah, so that would mean that Lot committed incest with both his daughters when they fled Sodom and Gomorrah after his wife turned to salt. So you might want to not interpret the Bible literally and find someone that's going to make you shake like a car on bad gas. And if you look at Genesis, Lot had sex with both of his daughters to populate, I think it was the Moabs. So if you're going to interpret the Bible literally, you're going to interpret it all literally. Therefore, there's some pretty creepy stories. So pick and choose what you think is good and bad. And I suggest you go out and get laid.
Really?
Yeah, and don't let your Bible dictate your sex is a primal urge, so...
Well,
as soon as she said Christian, a chill went up my spine.
But listen, but abstinence is a good thing, speaking of somebody 15.
Right, but she's not talking about this for the sake of abstinence. She mentioned Christian because that's obviously her platform, is that as a Christian, she doesn't believe in premarital sex, and she doesn't understand how it could even be a part of this hedonistic society, I think was more where she was coming from.
Well, can I give you an example?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, the way I see it, I mean, I look at, it's like you look at four people. First, I mean, what I look at is like, I look at God and like the whole thing with, you know, him telling you no, come on, save it for marriage thing.
God never said that.
No, I know you're laughing because you probably think I'm stupid.
No, I just, God, that's, your facts are incorrect. God never said that.
For the sake of argument, let's say God said no to premarital sex.
Well, it says it straight in the Bible.
All right, but so keep going. Well,
it also says you're not allowed to talk in church without the permission of your father. That includes singing in a choir or teaching Sunday school. Do you go to church? Do you ever speak or sing in church?
Well, like, okay, I guess...
Yes or no? You're breaking the...
I go to church religiously.
Jesus, Jay's the Bible... Jesus Christ. Jay's the Bible answer man over here.
When people interpret the Bible, like John Shelby Spong, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, he has a great book out called Rescuing the Scriptures from Fundamentalism, and he was the first guy to let gays and lesbians worship in his church. He was an archbishop of the Episcopalian Church in Newark.
And like...
And they tried to defrock him. And he basically told a bunch of cardinals, I'm the only one acting Christ-like because I'm allowing people to worship Christ in my church.
Right.
And they just wrote books about, you know, that's basically where everything I'm spouting is taken from his book.
I think we can all pretty much agree that the people that are sort of literalists with the Bible are not approaching it the right way.
There's this anti-rationalist trend in our world right now, which is like, yes, I understand that you guys understand how the cell system works and what biology is, but screw that.
Right.
Don't you believe in miracles?
I have a perfect point.
Whoa.
What's the first command? What's this girl's name? I'm sorry, I don't have
Nikki,
the computer.
Nikki,
what's the first commandment?
The first commandment?
Yeah.
I think it's the whole...
Isn't it thou shalt not kill?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. She's a good Christian.
Well,
I want to ask you a question. Who parted the Red Sea?
Huh?
Who parted the Red Sea?
Moses.
What happened when he unparted the Red Sea?
Oh, by the way, that was Chuck Hessen. I'm sorry to correct you.
What happened when he unparted the Red Sea? Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians drowned and died.
Yeah, I mean,
Moses in the Bible murdered an Arab because he whipped a Jew. That's in the Bible too. So I don't even think you've read the Bible.
Well, the thing is, it's like I basically, you know, I go on the New Testament.
Fine. Listen, Nikki.
I don't think you've read a page of the Bible.
Here's the question. Why are you so into this? Why have you made it such a big part of your life?
Well, number one, God has just worked in many ways because, like, when I was younger, I was diagnosed with a really bad disease called osteomyelitis.
That's just a bone infection. That's quite treatable, Nikki.
Yeah, but you want to know something? They said it was like a fluke, and it was like, you know, not good.
It's not good, but it's quite curable.
Well,
who cured you?
I believe it was like God, because
Drew hates this because he gets no credit as a doctor.
It wasn't the erythromycin to treat the infection.
Actually, it'd be the vancomycin.
I was in the mycin family.
That's
man.
That's right. Good.
I mean, where's the freaking respect?
Hey, I'm impressed.
Oh, man.
Right, myosin. Right, more myosin. Just put MN.
I was in the family. I'm not a certified doctor. I'm just a hypochondriac.
Okay.
I hope so, because if not, I'm dying.
Look, hold on. Nikki.
Also very funny.
Look, I don't know. Go ahead.
Nikki's a very likable girl.
Yes, everything's great,
She's
baby.
Thinking a lot. Let her keep struggling.
Stick with Jesus. Okay. Keep those legs together.
I've got, like, a question, too.
All right.
I mean, I want to give, like, myself away to my husband.
Good.
Because,
excellent.
I mean, that's, like, the number one thing to me.
Excellent. Fantastic.
And, when I was, like, 9, I kind of, like, you know, lost my hymen by, you know, with the whole... Okay, like, I was on, like, a slide, and it was just, like, you know, I did this whole stupid thing where I thought I was skiing, and then, like, you know, I started going down. I fell really hard, and then, like, I noticed that I was bleeding a lot, and, like, I asked my mom, I'm like, what is this? And she said, oh, it's probably your period, and she explained the whole, you know, thing, because she was getting into medical technology, so...
Okay, so you lost your hymen on the slide.
And, like, I'm afraid that, like, if, like, I have sex with my husband, that he'll know that, like...
No.
I'm,
Get a note from the park director and your doctor.
Get a note
my
from
sister,
the slide.
My sister did that.
Most women, by the time they're 19, don't have a hymen, whether they've had sex or not.
Right. So he's not going to know. He'll trust you. He'll take your word for it, and it'll be fine. All right, Nikki?
You wouldn't marry anyone that would disrespect you and think that wouldn't believe your word anyway.
Liar! Right. Liar!
That's why you're saving yourself for that special person. That's so right. I wouldn't even worry about it. That's I would just go on being yourself, baby, and read your Bible and keep reading it and reading it over and over.
You can tell him you lost it masturbating with a cross. That's what
when you were possessed by the devil.
Unacceptable.
Danielle.
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah, I'm turning 17.
Don't bring up Jesus or the Bible in front of Jay. He really goes off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm very entertained, though.
Yeah.
No, but the girl didn't know the first commandment. She's talking about Jesus tells her to keep her legs together.
What was the book again?
The book? It's Spong, S-P-O-N-G. He's got many.
Saving the scriptures from the...
Rescuing the scriptures from fundamentalism. That's actually how I became Bible read, because in everything like Lot having sex with his daughters, you're like, that's disgusting, there's no way. And then he actually puts in parentheses the book and the chapter, so you look it up and you can be appalled yourself.
Daniel?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Okay, well, my boyfriend and I are sexually active, and, well, you see, his penis is very curved to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts when we have intercourse, and I was just wondering if this could be, like, fixed by some surgery, or if I could, like, change my position so it didn't hurt so much.
Well, you can certainly be in control of the position, but sometimes this is like a Peyronie's-type syndrome, the curvature, and 800 units of vitamin E a day sometimes helps that. So get a month of vitamin E.
It's going to help, but it's not going to... It's still going to look like Mulholland.
Yeah, it's still going to be, Lombardi Street, but...
It's not Lombardi Street, is it?
Lombardi
Street, you idiot. So, it'd be so just, Bill Wall Street if it was anything.
So just vitamin E?
Yeah, and there are operations that can correct it if it gets really bad, but unfortunately the operation, they have to take out sort of a pie size from the other side, and that to straighten it back out, and ends up shortening the penis.
Why don't you just tilt your vagina?
Well,
help the guy out a little. Maybe do it on an angle from around the corner or something.
Is there a position that's good for the vagina?
Irvine Improv. Thursday, Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows. Sunday, two shows.
You're the guy that understands tools. I'm just think about it for a second.
Well, I mean, the penis curves to the left, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if the penis curved up toward the guy's stomach, it would probably fit her a little better, right?
No, her direction's actually down.
Her direction's the other way? So what if she went to the left, too, and put her ass toward Mecca or something?
There you go, yeah, yeah. See?
Yeah, I don't know. Danielle?
Yeah.
This is going to be something you're going to have to work on.
Is this your only sexual partner? Is this your first sexual partner?
Yes.
It may not be his curve that's hurting you.
Oh.
If you had a pelvic exam?
No.
Go get a pelvic exam.
Okay.
Those curves normally don't hurt that much.
Who do you go to for a pelvic
exam? Any doctor.
Okay.
Okay, doctor. Fine.
What if she got a vibrator with some English on it or something to practice on? That wouldn't help.
Go get the exam because I think something else is causing the pain.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Sure?
Now, I'm not sure, but I think you got to get checked out. You're sexually active. You should be having regular pelvic exams anyway.
I'll stake my reputation on it.
What is a pelvic exam? I mean, obviously, they examine your pelvis, but what are they looking for? To see if it's shaped correctly or see if there's anything on it that's causing your pain?
Well,
I don't know. I'm speaking out of ignorance.
I can't believe you don't know. That's amazing. You can quote the Bible line and verse because I understand a pelvic exam.
Shay doesn't have a vagina, so he doesn't care.
Thank you, Adam.
He doesn't?
He was born with one, but that's different.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He's had it altered.
Me and Jamie Lee Curtis had a Lend-Lease program.
You insert a thing that looks like a long duck bill and open, and you look in at the cervix and the vaginal wall, and then you reach in with your hand, and you actually, and one hand on top, you feel the uterus, feel the tubes, feel the ovary, and you look for abnormalities, anatomic abnormalities.
So infections. It would be a gynecologist.
Any doctor can do that, though. Any family doctor, internist.
You're going to let a family doctor put you in stirrups and use a duckbill-like thing to look inside your vagina?
That's routine doctor training. You do hundreds
really?
And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those.
And but what type of abnormalities would you be looking for that would cause you pain?
Inclusion cysts, ovarian cysts, infection of the tubes, endometriosis, cervicitis. I mean, there's lots of things.
Wouldn't one of those things give her a fever also?
No, nothing.
Really?
Just pain, maybe.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I'm asking you because I know nothing about having a vagina.
I can see that.
I know. I enjoy them.
Tell them about
I like my wife's vagina. I like it a lot.
Amen to that, brother.
Oh, excuse me?
You like it too?
Oh, just trying to
I know
be
you're
agreeable.
Always on the street. You're always on my street, so.
I am always driving up and down Jay Street, but I never
see
him. Up and
down Jay's wife.
I never see him over there. All right, Jay Moore is going to go home and get some rest because he's got to get up very early to do Kevin and Bean, the mother station out here on K-Rock's morning show. I want to thank him for coming out and give him a plug one more time. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum.
Could I give a tip?
Yeah.
If you don't make reservations, you won't get tickets.
And
a lot of people, I'm being serious, a lot of people do walk up on an off night, like a Thursday or Sunday, and there's a lot of turn away, and I always feel bad, and they go, come on, man, give us a seat, but there's like literally nowhere for them to sit.
Are you working the door as well, or where are you?
No, I'm always out, like, talking.
But aren't you doing coke in your limo at that point? I mean, how do
you
know?
But after, when you're waiting, for your freeze, you go out and you talk to the people.
You'll hear such classics as the Listerine Tub bit. And the...
Whale Eye.
Yeah, you'll hear Whale Eye.
Starfish.
Balloon Knot, Starfish, and many
musty
others.
Musty Trombone, which I think was Drew's favorite.
Right. All right.
Made the evening for me.
Jay Moore, everybody. Irvine Improv this weekend.
John Shelby Spong will be with me. Archbishop of the Episcopalian Church of North New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to open. We'll take a little break.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Hello.
This is Love Line.
1-800-LOVE.
191. Loveline will be right back.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, it's Loveline. Are we on, Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like skunk vomit. Smells like... Oh, I forgot. No one, you forgot.
Jay,
smells like sizzling and hot garbage.
You can't get rid of
Jay, you got to stay another break now.
Yeah.
No, you're stuck. Just leave it.
You're in.
Jay, one more break. Come on, buddy.
I'm driving you crazy. If I believed you, I'd stay.
Jay Moore, everybody.
Bye, Jay.
Thank you. Irvine Improv coming up this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Boy, Jay, Jay got going with Drew here during the break about the Bible, and look out. Let's talk to Joe, who's 23. Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Well, this question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. I read in an article...
The first that, yeah wasn't good enough?
Oh, I'm on a cell phone, and it sounds like
Why do people do that?
I don't know. He had to use the S word. Screwball.
Let's get him back.
I know, but Drew.
Yeah.
Is using the S word on a national radio show, isn't that a little sort of passive aggressive?
It is, except it's a testament to how comfortable you make people feel. They feel like they're just talking to their buddies in their living room.
Hold on. Right. Like, make them run up some minutes. Go to somebody else.
All right. Anderson,
on the other hand, thinks they need to be punished.
Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I have, like, a severe male trust issue.
All right. When did Daddy leave?
When I was, like, 5, but what? I was kind of happy.
Why?
Because, like, my dad's, like, an alcoholic and a dope user and stuff.
Okay. All right. So, understandably, you never made any kind of trusting connection with a male?
Not with my dad.
Well, that's the paradigm, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I was also molested when I was 5, too. So.
By him?
No, by somebody else.
Who did that?
I have no clue who he was.
Neighbor, friend of your mom's, dad's?
It was, like, somebody who lived in our, like, complex.
Okay.
We were in a trailer home.
All right.
Yeah. And it's, like, to the point of, like, I won't go out with any guys unless it's, like, over the phone. I don't trust anybody and, like, the...
What do you mean, unless it's over the phone?
It's, like, I don't trust guys unless it's, like, I talk to them over the phone where I keep them at a safe distance.
All right. Okay. Well, the good news is you haven't gotten pregnant yet, right?
No, I'm a virgin.
Good.
Excellent.
This is paying dividends.
Huh?
I mean, you could have gone the other way, where you had to be the male pleaser, and you could have had 15 boyfriends by now and been pregnant 3 times.
The problem is, after that kind of a past, you can have sort of a what would be called a post-traumatic stress disorder, where you're sort of hyper-vigilant, hyper-alert, and you're very easily freaked out and have even flashbacks and anxiety attacks, that kind of thing. Get depressed easily.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Yeah.
And that needs to be treated, Sarah.
And here,
I take medication for depression.
What do you take?
Yellow?
Yeah. What do you take?
I take Prozac.
All right. You seeing a psychiatrist?
We had to get rid of my other one, but we're looking for another one.
All right. Well, that's what you need to be doing. And hopefully in that work and with the medication to help treat the post-traumatic stress, you will slowly make good choices with guys you choose to trust and then be able to begin developing trusting relationships.
Here's the deal, Sarah. Here's what you got to work on. It's not that there's not a lot of good guys out there who would love you and be very good for you.
Oh, I know.
So you won't pick them.
You're not going to pick them, and that's the part you should be scared of. And I'm going to go nuts if this mic keeps cutting out.
Okay.
All right. So, listen, you're fine. You're virgin. You're taking your medication. You know what your problem is. You got your work cut out for you, but you're taking it on, and this will work out.
Okay.
Don't freak out in the meantime.
Okay.
You're perfectly fine. You got plenty of time.
Yep.
And still treatment.
And the good news is you're not getting crabs, you're not getting herpes, you're not getting pregnant, you're not getting your heart broken in the meantime.
Yeah.
So you're avoiding whatever this is that's keeping you away from guys, and we know what it is. It's also keeping you out of trouble in a sense, too. Drew's hanging onto my mic cord over there, so there's no problems. Anderson, what are you going to do? Disconnect it?
Okay. Oh.
Hey,
no.
There, that's better.
No, it's not on.
Right.
Nope.
Hey, Anderson.
There we go.
Anderson, why don't we have the discussion about what you're going to do before you do it?
He's trying to slip it in quietly.
Yeah.
You're supposed to let him do his thing, help him do his thing without anyone realizing it, see?
I see.
As opposed to going, hey, Anderson, what the F are you doing? Hey, what's going on here? Hey, cut it out.
Well, he
pulled. As opposed to just going, what's our next call? Quiet. Let him pull the thing out. Switch it.
Why don't you start talking, you jackass?
Yeah, I would have been if you hadn't been standing there going, hey, what the, Anderson, cut it out. Here we go. Next call. Oh, now you are going to be quiet.
Just between you two idiots, it's really painful.
Mario.
Thank you, Drew.
Mario.
Jesus Christ. Yes. Well, Drew, why didn't you didn't say a word the whole time?
Because you were busy yelling at Anderson.
Why didn't you take the next call and push the thing and do what you just did and start talking and let Anderson
because
swap
you
did, it out?
You continued talking so much, even when the mic was unplugged, you were still talking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go. It's happening again.
You could have spoke at some point.
All right, Mario, what's up?
Idiot.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I have a potential weight problem that I'm pretty concerned about. I'm 18 years old. I'm about 5'7", 3/4", 5'8", and I weigh between 115 and 125 pounds. And as of recently, I've been going on 3-4 months trying to eat food and pack on the pounds and look for calories and fattening foods and things of that nature. But it seems like, you know, when I eat, I can't eat that much. You know, I can't eat a large quantity of food. And, you know, sometimes I'll eat a lot.
But so you don't have an eating disorder. You just don't eat a lot, right?
Yeah,
it's just
but
you.
I have a problem. It's you know, I'm only one between 115 and 125 pounds. I sometimes
if you want to gain weight, here's how you gain weight.
You
should be, if you gain weight, if you, this is literally what you do.
What?
Eat till you're nauseated all the time. Don't stop eating until you're nauseated.
That's the problem. I can't do it. It's
why?
Like, you know, I get up in the morning, 8 or 9 o'clock. I rarely eat breakfast. You know, going on through the day, I'll eat, you know, maybe a bag of
chips. Why can't you eat?
I don't know.
Do you want to gain the weight or don't you?
I do.
Then eat.
I've been trying, you know, taking weight gainers and things.
Then just do it. Just do it like you take medicine. Do it regularly.
Well, let me ask. I hate these guys with these frowns because I would like to hook myself up to an intravenous shake sleep at night. Yeah, I actually tried it. It's just I roll around too much and I pull the thing out of my vein. Mario, is there anything you like to eat? What's your favorite food?
Pizza. I eat quite a lot of that.
All right. You like pizza.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing that you might eat for breakfast in the morning?
Well, you know, like I said, I rarely eat breakfast, so
yeah,
if I do eat breakfast...
I understand that part, but...
Yeah, cereal, bacon, eggs, you know, sausage, things like that.
Okay. Do you have
I'm nervous. I'm
all right. You have a favorite cereal?
Corn Pops.
All right.
Put a lot of sugar on it.
Right. Corn Pops. That's just a bunch of air.
Eat a bit of sugar, a lot of sugar.
Okay. Well, why don't you make sure here's what Drew's saying.
Yeah.
You have a little problem.
Right.
You're going to have to overcome that little problem. And that doesn't mean, well, I don't feel like this or I don't feel like that, so I'm not going to do it. No, you got a little problem and you have to take care of it. So you don't leave the house until you have your bowl of Corn Pops.
Yeah, just the way you'd work out. You do this.
Yeah, but it feels like, you know, sometimes I'll start to eat and I'll try to eat and keep on eating until I, you know, feel nauseous or something like that, and it feels like I'm, you know, going to throw up pretty soon. I'll eat like a little bit of food and then, you know, it feels like I have to throw it back up.
Do you smoke weed?
Nah, no drugs.
Now you got to start smoking weed.
Alcohol sometimes.
Nah, that's no good. You need weed. That'll do it. You should see my buddy Jimmy. He smokes weed. He takes the Cool Whip spray bottle and he just sprays it right in his mouth.
The munchies. Yeah.
Yeah. He actually sprayed one in his mouth and one up his ass last time I was with him.
Ooh.
He had two of them.
He's
two
pretty
fisted.
Slender guy.
All right, Mario, this is all going to change. As you get older, you will start putting on weight. You're a skinny guy. You have to force yourself to eat. Why don't you, get a shake and keep it in your hand. When you go by McDonald's or Burger King or something, just pop your head in and grab a shake. Oh, I would love that.
That'd be nice. All day long, sip on a shake.
I'm telling you, I can polish off any amount of yummy liquid.
Yeah.
I went over to the juice place today.
Oh, yeah.
I got myself like a big fat smoothie. I always get the big one, yep. The 32-ouncer.
Yep, the summer sizer, whatever it is.
I'll just suck that whole goddamn thing down and not even think about it. And I'll never leave a drop.
Boy.
And I'll pop the cap off, and I'll smack the bottom of it. And if I had a tongue like a lizard, I'd just drag it along the bottom of the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll put down anything.
Yeah.
Shake. Who? What 16-year-old can't put down a chocolate shake, for Christ's sake? I don't know why I get angry at people that don't like food. You know, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
No, but I do. I'm like, I was eating with Jimmy last week. He ordered a sundae with no nuts. I'm like, hey, what's up? It's like, I don't like nuts. No nuts on the sundae? Yeah. Can I finish ordering? No. What do you mean, no nuts? I don't mind nuts, but I don't like them on my sundae. Why?
You pussy. Listen,
let me finish ordering. No, I'm not done. It was like, get the nuts. I'll eat the nuts off the thing. No, I don't like them. I cannot accept that people don't like what I like to eat. And then they start talking to me about liver, and I'm like, please, are you high? Please. Always involving bacon, by the way. We all sat around a table. Everyone said they hated liver. One guy piped up and said, no, I do good liver.
With bacon.
I do good liver. And I'm thinking, when's the bacon coming? When is the bacon coming? I take an onion. I slice it up. Yeah. I take some nice, lean calves liver. Right, right. I take some water chestnut. Uh-huh. I saute. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Then I take the bacon. And I thought, yep, we're all waiting for the bacon to drop. No one can talk about liver without working bacon into the equation. And that's how you know it's a bad food. Because they don't talk about ribs and bacon. And they don't talk about brisket and bacon or corned beef and bacon or steak and bacon. It's only liver and bacon because liver tastes like ass. And it must be wrapped in bacon in order to make it palatable.
Well, these are wonderful stories.
Yeah, goddamn right they are, Huel. Letty?
Yes?
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
I wanted to know, I just recently started dating this guy, and, you know, everything's great, but something started happening that's never happened to me before. When I have an orgasm, I lose consciousness. Like, I pass out. So like, really pass out.
Are you hyperventilating?
And I don't know. I don't remember that far into it.
Oh, boy.
I just remember, like, him shaking me and waking me up and say, are you okay? Are you okay? And I said, get away.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? I mean,
I'd say, as far as I go, I wasn't worried about it. It never happened to me before, but he looked really scared.
Well, you should definitely have, anytime somebody passes out, that needs an evaluation. You may have some sort of a heart problem you're not aware of.
Well,
rhythm disturbance. There are things can be going on there that sort of can cause non-physiologic reactions.
Really? Because I just told him, it's not a big deal. I mean, it never happened to me before. And I
understand. And it may be nothing.
Good,
you may just be hyperventilating, but it also may be a big deal.
He said it looked really scary, so.
I had a chick do that on me.
No, you did not.
Well, falling asleep is the same same thing, right?
Passing out, yeah.
Yeah, her eyes were closed. She didn't know where she was.
Yeah.
Letty?
Yeah?
You know what hyperventilation is?
Yeah, when you're, like, breathing fast.
Right. But wouldn't you be, you might be breathing fast, you know, when you're having sex and all aroused and everything.
Yeah. But I don't remember it being so much like I feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to stop breathing.
Yeah, but what about, now that you're aware of it, what about next time you try to sort of...
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, okay, now that we know that this happens and we have sex, he, now, like, when he sees me starting to go, he, like, starts already, like, shaking me and, like, are you there? Are you there? And I'm like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But it's starting to get better, but I want to know, just because he's, like, reviving me ahead of time, should I still go get it looked at just because it's happening?
Yes.
True. What about breathing into a bag?
No.
Remember that?
Yeah. That's for true hyperventilation.
It really is? Why? You try to get some carbon dioxide in
it? Yeah, you rebreathe it, yeah.
Why? What's that do for you?
So you're not breathing it off so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Letty?
Uh-huh.
All right, you got to get checked out.
Okay.
But just to check out the hyperventilation thing, why don't you try to sort of monitor your breathing a little bit next time?
And don't bear down hard. That can slow your heart rate down. But the problem here, it sounds like you really have a low pulse, low blood pressure reaction, and that's it can be dangerous.
True. How can you monitor your breathing without freaking out? Do you know what I mean?
Slow, deep breaths.
Don't
let yourself pant and breathe fast, that kind of thing.
That's where you hyperventilate.
Yeah, breathe through your nose, out through your mouth.
Right. Hyperventilate fast.
Too much. Hyper.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much.
Hypo.
Too little.
I thought hypo was inside or something like that. All right.
Beneath.
Beneath. Isn't that what it is?
It can be. Underneath.
All right. We'll take a little break. Back with more liver recipes after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Jay Moore at the Improv in Irvine, at the Irvine Spectrum, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Matthew Lillard will be in here tomorrow night. He's an actor. You remember him from the Scream movies and a bunch of movies, actually. Be in here talking about his latest. Linda?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I really respect Dr. Drew, and I wanted to see his thoughts on extended breastfeeding. I'm still nursing my daughter, and she's 25 months old. How, as he feels that that's a little...
And she's eating regular foods and things also?
Oh, yeah. She nurses maybe three or four times a day on the during the week, and then on the weekend she might do a little more. Anywhere from two to four times a day.
Well... most people, I think, would say 24 months is about as far as you want to go with that.
Okay.
So you're right about where you want to stop.
Uh-huh.
Why stop?
Well, the child needs to individuate from the breast. I mean, some people go on to like 5, 6. That's going to be wild.
Will your breast keep creating milk as long as there's a mouth on the other end of it?
Sometimes. Yeah, some women.
And,
I know you're going to now try it.
No, but,
plan, but.
You know, you hear about this in Europe. I think they go on longer.
Yeah,
do they not?
Yeah, sometimes.
Isn't the worldwide average, like, including developing countries and everywhere, isn't it like 4 or 5?
I don't know that data. I'd be surprised if we're that old. I could believe it was more like 3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's time to help them through that process of individuation.
And some of that's probably on necessity in a lot of developing countries.
That's right. There's all kinds of things that go out of necessity that are not necessarily good for kids, like all the families sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah, so you're not for the co-sleeping or the family bed, anything like that? The whole attachment parenting thing?
No. Yes, you need to attach, and attachment is the most important part of the parenting process. And, I mean, a consistent, empathic, available other is the thing. But part of being empathic is doing the hard work of being there and present while the child individuates.
Yeah.
It's much easier just to gratify every impulse and to fuse with the child. That's wonderful and easy. It's not the parenting job.
Here's the other thing, too, about developing countries and Europe and Africa and all these places. By the way, Mexico is never cited. They never say, in Mexico, and fill in the blank. At Mexico, they should. That's a tough question. They really need to ask themselves over there. And I wonder if they do that in the United States. I mean, in Europe, they go, in the United States, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But here's my point. You can't pick and choose. What I mean is there's other countries have other mores and other traditions. And some are good and some aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, well, in Sweden they do this.
Therefore.
Pick the good stuff.
Yeah.
And they do stuff that's not so good that you choose to ignore.
Right.
Throw out the whole argument.
Yeah.
Either you take on their lifestyle and decide it's a superior lifestyle than ours or a superior culture and embrace everything in their culture, or you throw the whole thing out. You can't sort of pick and choose from one culture to the next. You can't just drive your cultural shopping cart down the aisle and toss in something from Africa, something from Asia, and something from Europe.
That is our
way, though. We do like to do that.
Yeah, that is the American way, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, it is. Like, we'll go, in Asia, they have great respect for their elders, and they worship their... Yeah, but they cane people, too.
Yeah.
And they like to eat sushi off of virgins. You know, oh, no, I disagree with that. But I like the elder part. All right, well, just say, then don't make it into a cultural thing. Just use it like a good joke.
I was like, you know, the Buddhist is a tremendously pacifist culture in one of the most violent cultures in the history of humanity.
Right.
And China has been through unbelievable upheavals.
Rory?
Hello?
Hey, you're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, tomorrow I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled, and, like, I smoked weed yesterday, and I'm wondering if it's going to, like, affect the anesthesia or anything.
Hey, dude, the smoking the weed yesterday is not going to affect it, but the 400 days before that you also did it, that's going to have an issue.
Not on the anesthetic, though.
Not on the anesthetic.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It could cause, you know, because you could have some chronic bronchitis. It can affect your ventilation.
Nah.
It can't affect the way the anesthesia affects you because it's going to take weeks for that pot to get out of your system.
Rory, you
not the one day. I'm talking about the 400 or 500 days you've been doing it.
Yeah, but don't bum the guy's high out. He's got to go get his wisdom teeth pulled tomorrow.
First of all, remember how we talked earlier? We were talking to Jay about what makes us angry about this show. What did you say? Denial, remember?
Yes.
No, I smoked weed yesterday.
Well, that was the last time you smoked. Do you smoke a lot of weed, Rory?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You have to know when you name your kid Rory that he's going to smoke a ton of weed. I mean, as a parent, you should take some responsibility for that.
I mean, I knew he smoked weed the moment he opened his mouth.
Okay, well, speaking of opening your mouth, he's going to open it tomorrow and have his wisdom teeth pulled. Were you having two pulled?
Yeah.
Okay.
You better tell your doctor what you do so they can adjust accordingly.
Yeah, but what if my mom's right there?
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Hold on, Drew. Be honest. Rory smokes a lot of weed. Rory should cut back on the weed.
Rory will not cut back on weed.
How does that affect?
Well, not really a lot. It's just that, like...
All right.
How does that affect tomorrow and the anesthesia? Him smoking it 2 days earlier.
It affect how his lungs function? No. Not the 2 days later, the 400 days that he's been smoking it.
Right.
Well, actually, my real question is am I going to die tomorrow?
No, you're probably not going to die tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Probably not. Probably not. Probably have a 40%, maybe. Maybe 45% chance of dying. And that's out of 80. So it's like 50. Okay. Rory, you're fine. But listen, after you get those wisdom teeth pulled, no more smoking weed, all right?
I'll try not to.
Work on the weed part of your life.
Okay.
You've been smoking too much for too long, and we can hear it in your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
We knew it the second you opened your mouth.
Oh, wow.
All right?
That's nuts.
All right. Now, you're going to get some nice Vicodin from the doctor. That should be your new drug of preference.
I don't know if the guy's going to give me Vicodin.
Yeah, they will.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can look forward to that. But don't smoke the Vicodin.
All right, I won't.
Ooh, there's that line.
All right, good ball. Listen.
I can't even do it.
You sound like Muttley.
Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, everybody who smokes a ton of weed. There it is. All right, it's obvious. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Call the Dateline. Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Call the Dateline. One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline.
1-877-889-DATE.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Well, there you go. I want to thank Jay Moore for coming in tonight. Jay can be found at the Irvine Improv Spectrum in Irvine this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go out and see our friend Jay Moore there.
Hear such classics as Skunk Vomit.
That's right. And the asshole being compared to a balloon nut.
And a whale eye.
And a whale eye. Matthew Lillard will be in here tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You got to change that name to Jasper Jowls. Because you're a hound dog. And who's the big pig woman with the jug?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.